Hello, everyone, and welcome to our new AIC Yellow Jackets interview series. I'm sitting here with the co-captain of the AIC ice hockey team, Parker Revering, who's a junior, comes to us from Alexandria, Minnesota, and has been an integral part of this team since getting onto campus and really coming into his own last season as a defenseman, playing in almost every game and a lot of big minutes for a team that won its second consecutive Atlantic Hockey Championship. Parker, thanks for coming on and doing this one and being the first one.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So let's start before AIC with you. You're a guy out in Minnesota. You're playing junior hockey. You played in the NAHL. What was that experience like for you? I played Brookings, I believe, correct?
Yep. It was good. Definitely a grind, but at the end of the day, it all worked out. I played 3 years in Brookings, South Dakota. I got very, very close to my host family. Still friends to this day. We'll be friends for the rest of our lives, probably. I played with some awesome talent in Brookings, and I learned a lot. And it was like the first step into my
You know, you're from Minnesota. You played your junior hockey in South Dakota, as you mentioned. How do you end up at AIC? Like, what was the point of contact for you, and what was it like, I guess, you know, interacting with a school in New England and then to make the decision to come here?
Yeah, so obviously, like you said, I'm from Minnesota, so I had the Minnesota teams in my head, hoping to end there one day, but In the NHL, there's a thing called a showcase. It's like the first games of the year in Blaine, Minnesota. And that's where all the scouts are coming, and NHL, college, D3, D1, all the scouts are coming. And I actually, after my fourth game there, I actually talked to our assistant coach from last year, Wheeler. He pulled me off the bus, and that was where the recruiting process began. And I think it was probably month or two later, I came out on a visit to AIC, and I loved it right away, and I loved the coaching staff, and just thought it was a great fit, and just like that, it was over with, and I was committed to AIC, so it happened quick, but I'm really excited.
Well, we're certainly glad you made that decision. Now, obviously, part of it is academics as well. Obviously, you're not just coming here to play hockey. You're coming here to get a degree, a management major, if I'm remembering right.
And I switched to accounting now.
Switched to accounting, okay, but still business major of some variety. And you were a national all academic selection last year. How important is that part of it to you? And how do you balance the demands of a Division I program with the demands of the academic world that you've got to get through as well?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Our schedule. Just for every single day. So it's hard to find time for your homework and studies, but at the end of the day, you just got to get it done. And it brings you pride. I mean, I don't know, like we all strive to have a 3.0, and I strive for a 4.0, and it's a battle throughout our team, which is awesome. And it's fun.
It's something the team seems to take really seriously, which is all, you know, very good to see. But you know, I don't know if you realize that we actually led the country in academic All-American selections last season, 2 years in a row now that we've been number one in the country on the men's side for that. Where does that come from the team? Is it just that all the guys are just that invested, or is that something that's kind of set by the coaches?
I'd say a little bit of both. Guys are really invested, plus – the competition, like, we have a bunch of high-end competitors, even off the ice, like, in the classroom, we're competing. So I think that drives it, too. And then we, as a team, want to get above a 3.0. So that's another thing that drives it.
Now, speaking of competing, your freshman year, you come in here, obviously a really good group of defensemen, and you were able to get into some games, although I'm sure you wish you had gotten into more and play more. Last year, though, you were one of the top guys, I think you played all every game or very close to it, penalty kill, power, the whole bit. What was the progression for you from your freshman year to your sophomore year that really allowed you to make that jump from being, you know, number six, number seven kind of guy to in the top four and playing huge minutes on a team that's loaded with unbelievable talent?
Yeah. Like you said, my freshman year was definitely hard to get in the lineup. Role, I think, is how I'd put it. In between my freshman and sophomore year, I figured out what my role was going to be on this team. I want to be a leader. I want to be a solid defenseman and use my legs as much as I could. And when I started doing that, things started to look up for me and never look back. And it's been a fun road.
We've graduated four really good defensemen that have played here in the 2 years that you've been here so far. Obviously, your freshman year, Ryan Pullen, who was a key guy from the team for 4 years. And then this most recent season, Nico Luka and that group of guys. What do each of the four defensemen that have come before you that have graduated mean to you? And what is like the most important thing you've gained from them that has helped your game grow?
Yeah, it's crazy the friendships that we created in the back end there as defensemen. Obviously, we're close to everyone on our team, but the defenseman group has something tighter than that. And it's just something I'll hold on to forever. The older guys, it's just the second and third effort that they give every single day. It's awesome, and it drives you to want to be successful here at AIC. And that's why AIC is successful. The older guys are great examples, and that just works out great.
And at the same time, you've got a group. When you think of AIC's top four this year, looking at the lineup based on who played last year, it's still an unbelievable group. You got yourself, you got Brendan Kapcsek, who's the other captain of the team, Jeff Baum, who I think is one of the most underrated players in the league, and then Oscar Stromberg, who's another player who, from the year before to the most recent season, really seemed to make a big jump in his game. How do you guys keep it going now? Two-time Atlantic Hockey champions, the other guys are gone, but you guys are still there as the core of the defense. Like, kind of what's the expectation for the four of you going into this season?
Yeah, our goal this year is just never get comfy. I've heard Langer say it to a lot of the guys, they're like, don't get comfy. Comfiness kills. So we just got to keep driving, keep going hard, bring in the effort every single day. Even on the back end with the new freshmen, we got some unbelievable talent this year from the freshman class, and they're going to help us a lot. So it's going to be exciting.
You talked about wanting to be a better leader in addition to being a better hockey player. Obviously, mission accomplished since you were selected as one of the two captains of the team. What kind of things did you do to try to become a better leader, and what does being a good leader mean to you?
You know, it's kind of just in my blood. I've just felt like I've always been a leader on any team I've been on. I try to be the middle guy, atmosphere and good atmosphere, make sure things are going smoothly, keep us tight, and I'm always there for any of my teammates, no matter what the circumstances. So that's my goal and every day, and yeah, I strive to be better.
The coaching staff has changed in the time that you've been at AIC. Obviously, Eric Lang is the head coach, and that hasn't changed, but the two assistant coaches who were the full-time assistants who were here when you were recruited are no longer here. One each moved on in each of the last 2 years. Corey Schneider came in last year, has been a good addition, and now we have another new assistant coach coming in. What's that transition been like, and how has the team been able to be consistent in spite of that kind of change over the years?
Yeah, it's definitely been different. We've got lucky, though. Langer does a great job of recruiting those coaches. He recruits elite people and just people that want to be better every day and give the second and third effort just as we would. We've got lucky with Schneids and now Woody, a couple of great guys, and they know what we need to do. And we're all excited to get going with Woody now, especially on the DN. Seems like a great guy, knows his stuff, and can't wait to be in a game.
Talk about second and third effort and people getting it done. you know the players and people know the coaches. I think there are some people that don't necessarily get the recognition that they deserve. I'm going to throw three names at you, and I want you to give me maybe one sentence about each guy. John Culp, Ben Hodgkins, Mike Finnegan.
Yeah. They're behind the scenes. John Culp, you don't see what he does. Most people don't see what he does, but he's very important for our team to keep guys healthy, keep us on the ice, keep us practicing, keep us in games. He's the key. He's the key for all that. Ben's obviously, he's like a teammate to us almost. He's sharpening our skates and doing all the little knick-knack things behind the scenes that people don't see as well, and we appreciate it more than they think. And Big Mike, GM, he does a lot too. When it comes to video, when it comes to all the critical things with the tech world and video, all that sort of junk, he does an awesome job too. And obviously people don't see that either, but you know, we appreciate it and we couldn't do it without him. So it's awesome.
It's obviously last season, the way it ended was not the way anybody would have wanted it to. And there was obviously the questions about would we even get to have this season. So far, it seems like we're going to be able to play on track for it in just 11 days coming down as we record this to the first game. And how important is it in a world that's been so abnormal for the last year to have the sense of normalcy and get to just, hey, I'm going to be playing a hockey game in 11 days?
Yeah, I mean, we can't wait. We've been practicing for 10 or 11 weeks now without a game, which we none of us have probably in our hockey careers have ever went this long without playing a game, right? And just the uncertainty of the world right now it's unbelievable, but we just got to find positives in everything, and we can't wait to get going. And games are going to help a lot to get back on track here and a little bit of normal life.
I'm going to throw you a curveball for the last question. One thing that I like to always ask people is about who impacted them the most. And so I want to ask you as part of this, who's a person, maybe other than your mom and dad, because it's usually the first people is going to always be the parents, but other than your parents, like who's somebody that has had the most effect on your life?
I'd probably say one of my best friends back home. His name's Aaron Steidel. He played Division I football at North Dakota State University. He has 5 rings on his finger, 5 wow. National championships. He's a big impact in my life. He lost his mom 2 years ago, and it was hard for him. But he just the way he battles through things and just an amazing guy. I don't know how else to put it, but yeah, he definitely had the biggest impact in my life. And I'd say my coaches too, especially here at AIC, like Langer especially, he's got a huge impact in my life and he always will. He's almost like a father figure. So it's awesome.
Well, thanks for doing this, Revs. Again, we're really, really glad to get this thing started and really happy to be able to have you as the first one, the test subject almost, if you will. But yeah, as with everything you do, you pass with flying colors. So looking forward to that game against Sacred Heart on November 21st to get this thing rolling.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Rev. Parker Revering, a junior from AIC's ice hockey team, co-captain, as we get set for the first season for any team at AIC, it'll be ice hockey. So looking forward to that.